The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holley, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show. It's hump day. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where I don't have the weather, so we're going to skip that part.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on.
Oh, sorry, what are we doing over there?
I am so sorry.
It is 62 degrees with a high of 65. The low is 46. And in Buffalo, it's 38 degrees.
Yeah.
With a high of 38 and a low of 30.
That is Shannon. He is Kurt in the back keeping us live up and going.
Go ahead on.
Kurt keeping us up and live. I am Zaddy Holly. He is the birthday boy. Nathaniel.
What? It's Nate's birthday.
Newton. Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Kurt. Happy birthday, Jesse Holly. Happy birthday, Shannon Groves.
I can't wait till you get 69. That's when you're really going to be down.
Oh,
today.
I'm going to be going at it.
How old are you today, Nate?
62. 62.
Hey, man, I got something to say.
Okay,
I got something to say before you finish.
Yes.
They say finally, it is a traffic jam in Buffalo. They have stopped the running.
On Wednesday? Oh, man.
This segment is brought to you each, and this show is brought to you each and every week by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Sorry, I'm a little occupied over here. We got
this is pretty dope.
We got Christmas gifts from our good buddy that made us our Hanging with the Boys sign.
Oh, this is pretty dope.
Over at Pancake Customs.
Wow.
He made us. Now, they're a little
Christmas
too.
Ornaments.
Yes, they're a little too heavy to hang on the Christmas tree. But he owns a metal fab shop.
Wow.
Dang.
This is pretty dope.
Yeah, he made that, if you remember, a couple months ago, I guess. He made the Hanging with the Boys sign that's back there with Chris. And he made us custom Christmas ornaments out of sheet metal.
You better keep this paper, because if you drop this,
break your toe, too.
Yeah.
Chris, we got you one. Kurt's had these in his office for about a week now.
I apologize.
Aren't these cool?
Super cool.
You put this on the dough, boys, a knocker. You got something going.
Yeah. Let's see what. Cool who gifts, else man. Got one?
Who else got one?
Oh, my man Josh got
Josh
one.
Josh got one.
Josh Rodriguez.
We need to put Josh this guy in the middle of the table. That way I don't forget his name at the end of the show every day. Chris, you got one.
Nice.
And who else has one in here? Let's see.
Who else?
Brother Willie.
Kurt got one. Willie? He didn't leave Kurt on the porch.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. There you go, Kurt.
Give him his paper. Give him that paper, too.
Oh, here
give
you
go. We got
paper.
More?
Yeah
we got one more. Jasmine.
Jazz.
Wow. So there we go. So appreciate that, man. Just, hey.
Lift it up. I know it's heavy, Kurt, but you got to lift it up.
Not only will we do stuff for money, we do stuff for gifts, too.
Yeah.
There you go. If you want to
remember,
get
Shannon does
out,
all.
Does it all, especially big black men.
That's right. If you want to get shouted out, send us free stuff.
This is pretty good. This is dope. This is pretty dope. This is pretty dope.
That is really neat. If we go to the Super Bowl, we're
make sure y'all
need,
set it back on the paper.
We're going to need some kind of Super
Bowl. Set it back
Bowl
on the paper,
ornament.
Man, because we don't want to scratch.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get my
right. He'll scratch
Chris
up his
start crying, man.
How we doing today? How y'all feeling?
Man, we're it's great.
I'm going to the doctor. How about you?
I'll stop.
I got
a week.
Come on, man.
I did decide. So I talked to a buddy of mine that had emergency dental surgery over the weekend. He had to go to one of these chop shops in like a strip mall because it was the only thing that was open, and had to get his tooth pulled out. And I was like, be just my luck this year. I get down to Mexico and my tooth rots out.
So
I'm going.
Not to be morbid, but Christmas and the Christmas holiday is the number one time of the year for deaths.
Is it really?
It is. And the reason being is most doctors and surgeons
aren't on duty,
are taking off.
So people,
they put some time in.
Something happens.
So you get the second and third string guys. You get the practice squad guys.
Oh, them Chris Wright guys that say you don't want that to be that guy.
You get those. So if you have something like cardiac or something like that, you're not getting it. You're not getting
don't
the
do
A.
It. Don't
no.
do it over Christmas.
Listen, the A squad is in Aspen. They're in Aspen at their cabin.
And they say over time when you have a bad tooth, that decay kind of goes. That's what you
get in
your body. Acids can't break it down. So when it gets itself into your arteries or near your heart, it start them little chips are clogging. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you have a son that you should be caring about.
Still swollen.
How's your kid?
It's almost completely dead.
See, no, if you would have went to the doctor, look at that.
That ain't the same.
Still swollen.
That ain't the same. That ain't the same.
But it's getting better. It's almost good.
We also got to give a shout out to my guy, Danny Noah.
Chips.
Danny is heads up the Fellowship Christian Athletes, a longtime friend of mine.
Give that name again, Jesse.
Danny Noah. He says, he texted me this morning. He says, always love listening to you guys and the fellas on Hanging with the Boys. I'm currently on a sabbatical, relaxing, recharging, and enjoying you guys each day of the year. Says his daughter is in surgery today, so during the podcast. So give him up some thoughts and prayers as his daughter's in surgery. We're thinking about you, my good friend Danny Noah. Hope your daughter gets through this. I shouldn't have said the mobile part and then says the A-squad won't be here and then says Danny Noah's daughter's getting surgery.
But she already got it.
Yeah. So they haven't left yet. They haven't left on their time yet. But, yeah, thoughts and prayers with you, Danny, and your daughter, hopefully for a healthy, a successful surgery and an amazing recovery. Merry Christmas,
there
brother.
There you go. Merry Christmas. And, by the way, our guy's name's over at Pancake Customs are
so
Brad
dope.
White and David Pancake. What a name.
David Pancake. Pancake.
And you can follow them on Instagram, Arc Life Fab, ARCLIFEFAB.
This is dope. This is dope, man. I like this.
This is really cool.
This is dope.
Yeah, that's something you keep that for years to come. That's a really cool.
Yeah, when I take this home right here, my wife would be trying to get me to tack it on the door. I'm going to go tat on the door with this heavy dog. I'm putting my rat on the door, man.
It's solid.
It's thick. Speaking of thick, how about this offense? We're going to be facing.
No, we're going to talk about defense today, right?
We do defense today.
Defense today. You pulled a Nate.
I want to talk about their offense.
That's what we were saying, bro. We were talking about a little bit yesterday, man. Yeah.
We will.
We could do a whole three shows on their offense.
In doing this, their defense is scarier than I thought. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and you don't go in detail. Over all the history of football we have watched collectively, I remember when the Rams had that team.
I thought it was fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this team faster?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah.
we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Because their defense was fast and their offense was fast for the Rams.
So let's talk about the defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they fast?
They're fast.
Or physical?
Let me say this right now, and I'm going to get blasted for this, but just say whatever you feel and blame it on Jesse.
I'll take it.
This defense that the Dolphins have, I think, is a better version of us.
Yes, they play. I was thinking the same.
I'm telling you, bro.
Your birthday brought some brain cells back.
He came to party today.
Yes.
I was thinking about that in the car. I said, you know what? I'm going to blame it on Jess, and that way I can get it off me. But they want the lead.
Yes.
They got 48 sacks, and they got five guys with five sacks or more. They run a 3-4 defense. They give up 21 points a game, 317 yards a game. They give up 90 yards rushing. And the better thing is, it's 3.7 a carry. So this team haven't beaten what we so-called playoff teams, but they are setting themselves up. And they're in the end of their season, this is their big challenge. Dallas defense is going to be a big challenge. Even though we didn't do what we normally do as a team defensively, they're going to look at this as a challenge. And they're going to you know, do what they do. But, I mean, excuse me, they're going to look at our offense as a challenge. So we're talking about their defense.
They're a better version than the Cowboys.
Oh, they are a better version because they have – let me go real quick. Like Bradley Chubb, 9 sacks, 6 forced fumbles. 9 tackles for loss.
6 forced fumbles.
Zach Zaylor. Is I'm pronouncing that right? Z-I-E-L-E-R. 7 sacks. That's a defensive tackle. 1 interception. 9 tackles for loss.
Defensive
Jalen Phillips. 6.5 sacks. 1 interception. He's a linebacker. And I just wrote Jalen down here. I know you're going to talk about Chris Wilkerson. Another guy. Defensive tackle. 8 sacks. Fellas, 10 tackles for loss. These guys are 10-3. And as much as people talk about their offense, they don't care about time of possession. They care about just let us get on the field. We're scoring 2 seconds or we're scoring 35 minutes. It don't matter. We out here to score. So their defense is what? They got 14 interceptions or is that 14 fumble recoveries? Let me look at this. Let me go back.
They're ranked second
in interceptions, I think.
They have 9 fumbles and 13 interceptions. And so these people, quiet as kept, even though Buffalo is creeping up on them, quiet as kept, this team is poised and ready to go. And all they need is that team to beat. They need that team. They had a shot at Philadelphia, but they had 3 offensive linemen missing. They had 3 starters, and they got beat by Philadelphia. But they are poised and ready to go. You look at their record. They've had some ugly losses, but they're poised and ready to go. And I'm going to let Jesse just break it on down a little deeper, you know.
2nd in sacks in the NFL, 3rd in pressures. 5 players have at least 4 sacks. 3 have at least 7.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Kirk. They awesome, man.
I didn't realize their defense was that good.
Yeah, you know what? It's I'm so glad you said what you said, Nate, because I was thinking the same thing as I'm watching the film. I'm going, boy, this is reminiscent of what we have. Now, I think Micah Parsons is a superior player, and they're without Jalen Phillips now. He tore his Achilles, so he's out for the season. But when you look at what they do, and it starts with their defensive coordinator, and if you know who the defensive coordinator is, Vic Fangio, he was the defensive coordinator when he was in Denver.
Such a great name.
Yeah, he famously came out with, when Denver beat the Cowboys, with, "We have the blueprint on how to beat the Cowboys." Right, and it was something that, even when you go back and look, I thought at that time in Denver, the way that Denver was set up, and he set his defense up pretty much like it was set up in Denver. Of course, brought over Bradley Chubb from Denver as well. But when in Denver, that AFC West, think about the guys that he had to go up against every single week. He had to go up against the Raiders, who at that time was trying to have a high-profile offense. You had to go up against Kansas City. You had to go up against the Chargers. So you had all these offenses that you had kind of had high-powered, down the field, receivers, quarterback that can throw. And I thought Vic did a really good job at building that defense like you should to stop your division opponents. And when you look at Miami, it's set to play really well against what we want to do defensively. They're not a heavy blitz team, right? They blitz less than 30% of the time. So they're not looking to get pressure by adding guys, by blitzing or doing like that. They like to get pressure with their front four. You can start with Christian Wilkinson. He's the cat that really kind of up front of the heavies. He's the kind of one. He's a big dude, but
athletic.
He's athletic. He's slithery. You know, he has a good combo of I can give you some power, but I can also give you some quick twitch muscle movements, beat you off the snap. He is another one of those guys, the big boys inside who still want to get after the quarterback. He wants to do his dances, right? Like that's what Christian Wilkinson, he wants to get out there and he wants to jig a little bit when he gets a sack or he gets some pressure. And then you have, I think, which is the X factor, Bradley Chubb, not the X factor, but Bradley Chubb is a really good rusher off the edge. But it's this Andrew Van Ginkel? What is his name? G-I-N-K-E-L? How do you say that?
I think Ginkel.
Ginkel?
Van Ginkel.
Van Ginkel. Andrew Van Ginkel. he's one of the type of players that I just call a football playing dude, right? Like he's just a football playing dude. He's aggressive. He has a motor. He can tackle. He can rush. Nothing about him kind of overly excites you. Like, he doesn't pop off the film, but he's always on the film, if that makes any sense. Like, he's always around the football. He's always in there for tackles. He's always in there just creating havoc, right? So I think he is the X factor. He'll be rushing over top of Terrence Steele. So you got to understand, for Terrence Steele, that this guy has a motor. Like, he has that. He falls into that. It sounds crazy, but, like, you know, you always talk about the white guys have the motor. But he falls into that T.J. Watt, Crosby-type motor. Like, they're never going to stop coming after you. Play after play after play after play. They're going to continuously come at you. And the moment you blink or you give up, you know, you give up, you take a breath, they'll beat you. And then on the back end, right, they for a long time, when they had – Jalen Ramsey to start the year, injured, came back, and he's been playing some really good football. Opposite of him is Xavien Howard, who's of the bigger of the two corners. They're both pretty sizable dudes. But they got two guys that play good football.
Are they still
three interceptions
still
right
the
now?
Guys? Are they a little long in the tooth now?
No, they can still play. Yeah. I mean, the skill set is still there. Jalen Ramsey can still run with you. He's still athletic. He's smart. Same thing. Like, these are two very skilled guys, which is why they play the way that they play. They go, we're not trying to create pressure with blitzing. We're going to just play our coverage. We're going to play our guys on their sides. We'll match Jalen Ramsey up with anybody if we have to. They're primarily a cover three team. They'll disguise it.
Explain that, Jesse.
So what they'll do is they'll disguise it where it looks like a too high shell. Now, this may change, because when you watch the film, of course, when you go back and you watch what Vic Fangio did in Denver, and then you watch the film last week against Buffalo, who paid a ton of too high shell. The second play of the game where Dak Prescott missed Brandon Cooks over the top, that was one of the only snaps that they got that look of a single high safety in that game. So the Dolphins, while they primarily want to go cover three, they'll start with a cover two look. So it'll look like they have two high safeties. And then on the snap, you'll see one safety come down in support, and then they'll move to the single high safety. Now, the difference is when you have Xavien Howard and Jalen Ramsey, you just kind of feel like we got better corners that if you guys try to go deep with Cooks or Lamb or whoever, these guys are good enough to stay with you. But defensively, overall, what they want to do is they want to rush three. I mean, sorry, they want to rush four. They want to drop seven, right? They want to drop seven in coverage. And that's one of the things when you look at Dak that he struggled with a little bit is that being able to sift through the multiple defenders, being able to sift through all the stuff that's happening, because this offense is a timing offense. The Texas Coast or the Here We Go offense, whatever you want to call it, it's a timing offense. And you hear Dak and you hear Mike McCarthy and Brian Schottman talk about the routes are mirrored to the steps or to the feet of the quarterback, right? So if I have a three-step drop, all of my routes are in combination with that. So it's 1-2-3. Now I'm looking to get the ball out. If that's not there first, then it's 4-5. Where's my next portion of this? That's having to read through those zones, and they have some pretty good pass rushers up front. So the Cowboys are going to be tasked with the ability to have to be able to run precise routes, kind of sift through this thing. And if Zach Martin is not playing this week, we're still kind of on the fence about that. That's going to be another situation, because they're going to attack that. Our right side, their left side, is where Van Ginkle and a lot of times Christian Wilkerson will go up and down that defensive line, but he'll play primarily a lot on that left side. The linebackers, okay. They're decent linebackers, right? They're nothing to cry home about or scream home about. They're okay linebackers who, you know, the best thing is they want to keep those guys clean. But overall, this defense, when it's at its best, it's because that offense gave them a 10, 13, 14-point lead. Where now...
Sounds familiar.
Sounds very familiar. They're at their best. Bradley Chubb and Christian Wilkinson and Andrews and all those guys, they're at their best when that high-powered offense, who, by the way, can score in one play, like Nate said. They can score, literally, can score in one play. They can score in 10 plays.
Right. From any position.
From anywhere. From anywhere.
Your quarterback, your running backs, your tight ends, your receivers.
From anywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody in that offense got an opportunity. The pass catchers, the skill guys, catch it and go. So this defense, if they can get out to a lead, when you see them at their best, you know, if you watch a little bit of the Jets game last week, I kind of try to stay away from games like that just because of the lopsidedness on it. But these dudes defensively for the Dolphins are at their best when that offense has given them a little bit of a lead, a little bit of a cushion, where now they can go out there and kind of do their 1-2 and not have to worry about the consequences of, you know, things not really working out for them. When they're not good, it's for the very same reason. When that offense don't give them nothing, and now the they have to shelter the load of it, they're not a good defense.
So it's a race to get the lead.
It's a race.
The first thing is a big thing this week.
And I'm right. You win the coin toss, Cowboys. You're the visitors. You get to call it. Take the football. Take the football.
Because it could be ugly either way if you
take
get down by two scores.
The football.
Now, Jess, this is where me and you may differ.
Can we hold that? Because we got to get to a break. Let's get to a break, and then we can talk about our differences on the other side.
We may differ.
Nate came to party today. I like
birthday,
it.
Nate.
We'll be right back on Hanging with the Birthday Party.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com.
Blockchain.
Thank you.
Blockchain.com.
All right, you guys have some differences.
Now, it may be a difference. This is what I believe. I think our defense is so iffy right now. If we're on the inside the 20 and it's a third down situation and we don't get the first, kick the field goal, coach. Mm. People say, well, you got to keep up with Miami. I ain't looking at it that way. If you have a chance to score. I just believe that. In this game, unless you're down by 14 at the jump. You down by 14 at the jump, you have no other choice but to just score, score, score. But if you within 6 or 7 points, get the three. Get the three, because the way these games are being played, with a minute and some left these last few weeks, things have been real close and real shady. So just score, coach. If it's 4th and 2 and it's on the 6, man, just kick the field goal. Now, Jesse, you may think a little different than Big Dude.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite of that. I'm with the folks that saying you're gonna have to score. I just believe that you're gonna have to keep up with this offense. This offense, when it's hitting, Miami's when it's hitting. And again, we'll get more of that. We might need 2 segments for that tomorrow. Holy guacamole, brother!
Wow,
that's some sweet stuff over there, man.
Y'all were talking about how similar the defense, the teams are kind of similar as a whole, because neither one of them really have beaten teams over 500. I don't think the Dolphins have beat one team over 500, and the Cowboys have beaten what, 1?
Yeah. 2.
Eagles and.
At the time, it was the Hawks.
Seattle.
Yeah.
At the time. They're probably back even now.
And both really explosive. Both have really good, quick defenses.
What? And again, we'll get into offense tomorrow. What makes this Miami's offense a little bit, what makes it a lot bit scary to what we do defensively is. It's the eye candy, it's the dressing,
the trickery,
it's the motions, it's the sets,
the swagginess of the coach.
Yeah. I mean, like they challenge you and force you defensively to play your keys, to properly play your alignments, assignments. This is an offense, Miami's, where you can't like. I said it last week. It's going to be the same this week.
You can't
play hero ball. Like you can't have 11 Batmans. Like you got to have. All right, cool. We got a Batman. We need 10 Robins. Like you need 10. You can't have multiple dudes trying to do heroic things, because if they get an edge, if they get a crease. Raheem Mostert, you'll see his brake lights. They line up Tyreek Hill in the backfield. You'll see his brake lights. You'll see Waddle. You'll see his brake lights. Like these dudes.
How do you say A-Chain's last name?
You just said it. Yeah, A-Chain.
Just looking at his.
You see A-Chain. You're going to see his brake lights. So, I mean.
8.5 yards average.
And Raheem Mostert got 20 touchdowns. 20.
Yeah.
20.
Some teams don't have 20 touchdowns.
He got 20 by himself. So yeah, but defensively, if I am attacking this defense, this is another one of those games where I'm thinking, let's get back to handing that ball off to Tony Pollard. This is gonna be one of those Nate games. It's gonna be no. This is a time possession game.
No, I was laughing because, for once, it's going to take more than just, we don't lose back-to-back.
Yeah.
You know, we don't and I listen to a lot of our media, you got to say, the Cowboy, just because you haven't, in history, recent history says, okay, the Cowboys have been able to come back that second game and win, did December ain't the second game time of the year. Is what I'm
you know,
to
it's
say.
Always. You know what I love about streaks and stats like that?
Yeah.
Is that we always go the positive end of it, right?
Right.
Like the Cowboys, you know, or like, you know, when things are happening, sometimes you got to say to yourself, well, the same way we built up a streak, the opposite end of the streak can happen as well. Yeah, like the Cowboys, at 8-0 in the last 2 seasons, where they haven't lost, they 8-0 after losing the game. Eventually, that's going to come to an end. At some point in time, it has to, right? It has to come to an end. Yeah. You don't want it to happen this week, but back to how you attack this defense, I do think, you know, when you go back and you just watch, Tony Pollard was running the football like hard. Like he ran the football with purpose. He seems as if he's kind of finally gotten like his full
mental health back,
mental and physical. Like, just he looks like I'm back, right? Like, physically looks like I'm back. But then this is going to be one of those games where you got to attack the middle of that defense. And I know that they're talking about, you know, single high, but there's opportunities. Like, those linebackers to me aren't good cover people. They aren't good support people. They're okay. Ferg, this is another one of those things where you got to just kind of methodically beat this team, because what you don't want multiple three and outs because of the like the Cowboys offense is really, really, really good. It is, in my opinion, it's not as explosive as the Miami offense. And what you don't want to do is consistently put your team defensively back on the field. Buffalo had the ball, time of possession, for almost 11 more minutes than the Cowboys. And that seems like a short amount of time in reality. And football, boy, that's tough on your defense. And that was just trying to stop the run. When you got to just, like, even if Waddle or Tyreek Hill, even if they don't catch the ball, there is a healthy fear in the back of your mind. When they turn on the Jets, you got to turn on the Jets too. So you doing that over and over and over and over again wears you out as a defender. So the Cowboys, I think, offensively, they're, you have to really look at, and I hope that Zach Martin is able to play this game, because he's going to be necessary up front, really establishing that run game. Because if those guys can pin their ears back and come after you, Christian Wilkins is going to have, whether it's T.J. Bass or whether it's Tyler Biotis, like he gonna play around with them two kids up front.
If Zach's not 100%,
what are you doing?
Scratching my leg?
Oh,
don't worry about that. What's up?
That didn't look
what happens
right
under
that
the table
not,
stays under the table.
That didn't look
my
right,
man.
What? I'm saying, gesturally ignore that.
I couldn't. I was like, he looked at me in the eye. Yeah, he looked at me in my face.
In the big
and jiggling.
Black man.
Yeah. You jiggling under the table. Look at me in my eye.
Going 100 miles an hour. Yeah. You can't stop.
You speeding over there.
I'm scratching my leg.
God, don't look me in the face when you do that.
Yeah,
because
I'm like, I'm looking at Jess, and Jess looking at you, and you just
not even like my upper.
I'm putting my hand up.
Yeah. You like look me in the eye.
The middle of my thigh. Not even.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Get this dude calmed down. Chris, bring some water.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. The last segment brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. If you got an itch, you just got to scratch it. No matter.
Yeah, call Jigsaw. Let Jigsaw help you out.
You can't get some assistance with that.
Yeah.
All right, so my question before we went to break, and I made eye contact with Jesse while I was scratching my leg.
Oof.
And brought the whole show to a standstill. If Zach is not 100%, let's say he's 75%.
TJ Bass is your man.
So you don't play him? You let him rest?
If he's 75%, you're talking about a quad, and that thing go back the other way, it's going to be ugly. I've just never known guys who – and Jesse, I've seen guys with quads. Have you ever had one, my friend? Because the guys that I know that had them, they either could play – and that thing is about heal, or they can't play. It ain't no in-between thing.
And I always think about, like you know, we talked about the hankers and the injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always something different. I'm a skill guy. So, like, at my playing days, I'm 215 pounds. That's a lot easier to throw around the football field than a dude who's 300 pounds, right? And for a guard... everything that you do is about anchoring. So I need my feet, ankle, knee, quads, hammy, hips to kind of all be in line.
Right.
Right? So anything that kind of gives me a situation where I can't anchor down like I want to, or it hurts me to get into that squatting type stance. And that's what that is. Like, you think about a quad.
You get out. Every time you get out, you got to bend that.
You got to bend that, and you got to hold that quad. And then when it comes time to take on that.
And then to come up, you got to use it.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's a tough deal. So I don't know how deep of a quad bruise this is, because the quad will put you down. Like, it'll put a skill guy down.
I've seen dudes go out the whole season because they didn't keep that knee bent and warm. That is one injury you cannot let get cold, because it's all about blood flow, and it's all about not letting it scar up when it's straight. Because once it's scarred, when it's straight, you are through.
Yeah.
You know, so you
played at 215?
Yeah.
What you weigh now?
Dang, you would ask him that. He's smiling. Y'all stop.
I mean, you carry it well. Yeah. But you look a lot bigger than 215.
Thick.
But you're muscular.
Yeah.
You're not like you noticed
that, huh?
What? Oh, yeah. You know me.
I'm about 230.
When you get on some television, you just stop and say, wow, what we just did on this show.
230 puts you what? Is that heavyweight or light heavyweight?
That's heavyweight. Yeah.
Anything over 220?
I mean, Mike Tyson fought at 220.
Yeah. Heavyweight.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Knocking fools out that were 270, 280. Jeez.
Okay. Custom model. When he fell, that hurt Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Custom model. Yeah. But anyway, back to the game, man. I hope the Miami Dolphins ain't got no custom models over there.
But to talk just a little about the Cowboys offense, you know, this is also a bounce back game for, I think, Dak and Mike McCarthy, because I don't know what game plan that was brought to Buffalo. It wasn't a good one. Whatever it was, it wasn't a good one.
I can tell you this. I know this for 100%. It wasn't to get behind by 14 points.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You don't think they planned that?
Oh, bro.
Are the game plans significantly different depending on road or home? I mean, I know they're very opponent,
team to team. No. Road home doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, teams. Matter. What, team to team.
Like, weather can help. Like, weather helps change that. But I just felt like they never really got into any sort of rhythm. Like, from the start, not even when they got behind. Like, just from the jump, it just never really. And if you're going to look at, it's a copycat league, so you kind of already know what's going to happen defensively. we said it, you know, the Miami has 100, they rush 130 yards a game, right?
Right.
So guess what? You just gave up over 260 yards last week. You think Miami's not coming to the party saying, yeah. "Well, we're going to see if you we're going to see if we got that check engine light fixed." Cuz if you didn't, it'll be another 20.
They're averaging 5.1 a carry.
Yeah,
and so haven't they struggled this year when those, like Buffalo did, played those safeties deep, the two guys you're talking about? So how do you attack that?
The run. Because here's why. If you're going to play two high safeties back, if you're going to play that shell coverage, right, that means that you're going to have what we call or consider a light box. A light box means the guys that are inside that box, linebackers and the guys up front. Normally, it's going to be your four down linemen and then your two linebackers, right? So now you're saying if I got five to match their five and I got a tight end to match the six on six, that's considered a light box. And that's a running box. Most quarterbacks will come to the line. If you see a six-man box, you're saying, I like our chances. Let's run the football. Even if we don't have a six blocker to match, I can run away from him. Right? So I can leave a guy uncovered on the backside, whether it be a defensive end, whether it be a backside linebacker. And most of the time it's the defensive end. If I'm running something right to the outside, I'll let him free and I'll catch that backside linebacker as my cutback lane. So if there's a light box, you got to run into it. You have to force them. And that's the part I didn't understand about the Cowboys in Buffalo was they kept giving you a light box. You kept giving Buffalo a light box. They kept running into the light box. You didn't run into their light box. So if they're going to have a six-man box, which we considered, again, a light box, you got to run. And now I got to force that defensive coordinator to say, we're going to either now have to add another player in there, whether that be a linebacker or a nickelback, or bring the safety down. Because now I have to start putting one more than you can block. Yeah. And then that's when you got to take advantage of the passing down the field. But they're going to just play too high shell. You have to take what they give you. They give you the run. Now you got to block it up, right? You got to be able to block it up and say, okay, light box, we're going to run on that and be diligent with the run and in hope that they'll now have to either, like I said, start blitzing you, run blitzing you, adding another guy, or bringing that safety down. When they do that, now I have the opportunity for crossing routes, for deep routes, for posts, for combination routes that I can now get some big chunks down the field. But teams, like I said, copycat league, Buffalo put something out there on film. Vic already thinks he has the blueprint for the Cowboys.
Y'all have not done a good job of making me feel good about this game.
Knew it lurking somewhere.
On Wednesday.
Knew it lurking somewhere.
Usually the doubt doesn't creep in until Thursday or Friday.
Knew it, where you at?
This is going to be a tough game.
Wednesday, y'all have put it in my.
This is going to be it's styles make fights. This style of offense for the Cowboys, from Miami's perspective,
gonna give them fits.
It's an offense that.
You want to play fast?
Yeah, like
you want to play quick.
This is one of those
offenses, run?
Man. Where you just
Miami's a 1.5 point favorite. Over under is 51.
I'm thinking over.
I'm thinking way over, which probably means it'll be like 70.
I know this right here. And we keep saying we're going to talk about their offense tomorrow, and we all leak back to their offense. Don't miss. Corners, don't miss. That's all I'm saying. And you can't play one step behind. Oh, I'm going to set up this dude.
Okay.
I'm just saying, all we got to do is turn Ferguson loose on these cats.
You think that's the key?
Jesse said their linebackers are weak. Turn Ferguson loose. Turn Tony Pollard loose. On these guys, when they go a light box, hit them quick wide options with your tight end. Throw some rollouts with your running backs out of the backfield. Make them go one on one. I remember one game we was playing, and they was acting that way with us, the Giants was, with that two deep box. Norris, I'm tired of this. He came right in. Jimmy looking at him. Hey, coach, I got it. Jay, get ready. Emmett, you finna catch some balls coming out of this backfield. We finna see if they boys can tackle you one-on-one in that open space. By that fourth quarter, Michael Irvin over the top. Alvin Hoffa over the top. Your players, if you have them, if I'm wrong, Jess,
no,
if
right.
you have them.
If you have them.
Yeah. Jay Ferg done proved to me that he going to make the play if given opportunity. Right. Tony, like Jess said, Tony was running with some thunder last week, man. Yeah. So
they have him. They do have him.
And now the question is we going back to the all right game, the old line? We all right.
We all right.
We all right. We'll see.
How about this for a Christmas Eve forecast? High of 75, low of 72, 20% chance of rain. Man, that's nice.
Jesse over there trying to make himself feel good. He doing everything he can.
Listen, scratch that leg, Jesse.
You won't have no distractions. You won't have no weather distractions.
What's the weather supposed to be like here?
Ho, ho, ho. I don't even care.
No show on Monday, right, Chris?
No,
no Christmas show.
That's correct.
No Christmas show.
But shows tomorrow and Friday, right?
That is correct.
All right. Well, fellas, that went by too quick today. That was good stuff.
What's today? Wednesday?
Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
To fist bump
week's
you.
Going by
I don't
fast.
Know if I want, you don't know if you want to fist bump
his
Kurt.
It was his hand, the one I bumped you with.
Oh, yeah. If you want to fist bump good. That, Kurt. You,
Jesse, Kurt, Nate, good stuff.
Sweating up,
yeah, he's sweating.
You know how I know I'm getting old? My little boy looked at me. I was getting him out of the car last night. He's in his car seat in the back. He goes, Daddy, what's that? I said, what? He goes, on your head. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, bend over. And I bent over, and he grabs my wrinkles, and he pushed it together. He goes, no. I said, it wrinkles, man. Quit.
Kids going to tell the truth every single time.
Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. My man, Josh.
Man, thank you so much.
Thank you so much to Pancake Customs.
Man. Hey, man.
And Arc Fab Life for our custom ornaments.
We love these.
Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Cowboys defense.
Ooh, Miami's offense. Got a lot
football
to talk about.
Horn knee.
Ooh, we might do a two-hour show. Ooh. Sorry, Nui. See you tomorrow. Hanging with the boys.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?